This old country boy was going with a little city slicker girlfriend, and he decided, this is dirty, he decided one day his girlfriend, in fact, she wanted to go visit his folks in the country, so he finally arranged one Sunday he was going to take her out, spend the day. So he got up early that Sunday morning, went to church, went by and picked up his girlfriend. This is way back in the old days now. I had a horse and buggy. He must not be in there. Oh. Talking. Yeah. I figured you got upset over nothing.
Well, we could have saw it anywhere. We didn't think it was there because there was
too many percent. Okay, sure. Bye. So he picked her up in the buggy, and they were going hippity-hop, you know, in the buggy, and they come to this little creek that had a bridge over to get to his farm. When he got there, he happened to look down, a little boy was down there fishing. So he had woo and the horse. He leaned over and said, "Sonny boy, you having any luck?" He said, "Yes, sir, a little bit." He says, "Are they very big?" "Oh, yes, sir," says. And he says, "Well, how big are they?" "Oh," he says, "about as big as your pecker." "Okay, son, thank you." And they went on, got to the house. And they were all sitting down around the table, you know, his town girlfriend, his family and stuff, and they were having dinner in the he said, "Oh yeah, Daddy," says, "you know, we shouldn't go fishing." He said, "There was some little boy down there under the bridge fishing there," and I stopped and asked him, "Was he having any luck?" And he said, "Yeah, he was catching quite a few." And his girlfriend spoke and says, "He was catching some big ones too."
Daddy got rid of all the brush and trees on the land. You say you did what to it?
Cleared it.
And when you cut the hay off a piece of land, what do you call the, say if you can cut the hay off a piece of land and then the same year cut it again, what would you call that?
You say you had two cuttings.
Okay. And what about the old dead dry grass that's left over? Any special name for that?
We're going to have to cut here. I know since I didn't know it was this late.
Okay.
When do you want to get together again?
This,
now, I thought of a gentleman's name that you might be interested in talking if you get. He's a French fellow, born down in the Vols Parish, and he's a retired contractor.
A lot of these people born in this parish,
but you want to born in
right
this
around Alexandria.
Because I tried last night again to get in touch with that lady, and still didn't get in touch with her.
I think I have a couple more names.
Oh, did you get in touch with that colored gentleman downstairs yesterday?
Yeah. And
what did he say?
Well, he's lived away from here pretty much, so I'm thinking about his brother or his first cousin.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me their name.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think I'll...
But I got my telephone call yesterday about 4:30. I didn't know if you came or not, and I had to leave.
Yeah, I came out here. I didn't have any trouble finding you.
Big fat fellow.
Yeah. When would it be convenient for you to get?
How long are you going to be here?
No, definite.
Because that's one of them calls I got to remind me I had a dental appointment at 1 o'clock Monday.
Oh. Well, are you tied up all this weekend? Or?
I'm going to be pretty damn busy again. Pretty busy.
Well, I guess sometime.
How about Tuesday? All right.
Okay.
How much more time do you think you need?
We're about a third of the way
through. You going that slow?
A little.
Or am I holding you up?
Between a third and a half. It's hard to say.